Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farmer, and this is Elite of the Week, the show where we take the wrestlers of AEW Dynamite and we power rank them 1 through 10. With each ranking the wrestler gets, they get a set number of points. So first place gets 10 points, second place gets 9 points, third place gets 8 points, etc., so on and so forth. And at the end of the year, we're going to add up all these points and figure out who had the best year at AEW. But before we get into the rankings, I do want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone that watches the show on YouTube. If you could, leave us a comment, a like, hit the subscribe button. If you're on Twitter, retweet any of the rankings you agree with, or let me know your personal list of wrestlers that you think should be in the top here. And finally, if you're listening to the audio platforms, leave a 5-star review if you could. But enough of the shilling, let's get to the rankings. At number 1, it's Malakai Black with a world beater presence and incredible entrance attire. Malakai Black was able to target the leg of Cody Rhodes and stay in control throughout the entire match with fantastic reversals to the crossroads, kicking Cody right off of the turnbuckle and a swift kick to the face and a boot to the chest. He showed Cody Rhodes exactly what a nightmare really is. At number 2, we have Miro, the most dominant man in the history of AEW, put his title on the line against a very game contender. But for all the offense Lee Johnson got in and how close Miro came to losing at times, it actually showed just how tough Miro really is. Even as things seemed dark for the Redeemer, he just became stronger and more unstoppable and was able to retain the TNT title yet again. Number 3, we have Chris Jericho. The champion had to keep up with a high-flying speedster just a week after being sliced and diced and 2 weeks after being chaired, and did so with the stipulation that he had to win with a top rope maneuver, and he did just that, innovating a top rope Judas effect on one of his oldest rivals to complete labor number 3. He may have actually been ranked higher this week, but he was left lying by Wardlow right after the match. This week, the best dressed is Luke Gallows. Ric Flair robes are always going to win the best dressed award. Don't at me about it. You wear a robe, you get the win. And Luke Gallows wore the robe, so this week he is the best dressed. At number 4, it's Christian Cage. He continued his undefeated streak and officially now is the number 1 contender. And looking like he'll be able to step into the ring with Kenny Omega for the AEW World title very soon. And number 5, it's Layla Hirsch. She was too legit to quit and won her match against the Bunny. But what makes this special is it wasn't just any match. It was part of the NWA Eliminator Tournament, and now Layla Hirsch will represent AEW in her quest to become the NWA Women's Champion. At number 6, we have Wardlow. After the third labor, Wardlow was able to take out one of the greatest in the history of the business, and now his match is coming up against the former AEW World Champion, but he has the deck stacked in his favor to boot. Number 7, it was Britt Baker, the DMD, able to get one up on Red Velvet by booking their next match on her own home turf, and was able to drive a crutch right into the throat of Red Velvet, getting a leg up on their matchup 1 week in advance. This week, the dud of the week. Sometimes Dynamite doesn't go off, and someone, if we're going to rank them from start to finish, has to be at the end of the list. This week, the dud of the week was Fuego del Sol. Got told to shine some shoes, then got beat up, then still had to shine the shoes. That sucks. I'm sorry, Fuego, but this week you are the dud of the week. At number 8, it's Red Velvet. She held her own on a microphone against Britt Baker, but more importantly, she positioned herself to get a shot at the world title and Britt Baker next week. After a long string of wins, she has the momentum to make the outcome different than the last time they competed against each other and would probably be ranked higher, but she did take a beatdown after the promo. At number nine, it's Darby Allin. His dive to the outside while 2.0 was distracted by Sting changed the course of the match that they were in and allowed his team to get themselves set up to get that win. Plus, he was the one who got the pin, so he stood out from the rest of his team in this slugfest of a match. At number 10, it's the Young Bucks. They cut a great promo. They cut the net. But it was Nick Jackson making that shot from behind the backboard. I mean, come on, how do you not rank that? There were lots of shots made during this promo, and there was lots of well-timed moments, but that had to be the toughest of them all, and Nick Jackson made it look easy. Farmers Market pick, the person that you should invest in if they were a stock, is 2.0. A lot of people have seen them on network television elsewhere and know how good they can be. So, to know they're fired up, challenging the absolute toughest group of imaginable people and taking it to them tells me they have everything they need to be successful anywhere they go. So if you could invest in any wrestlers right now, I'm recommending investing in 2.0. That does it for us this week. Thanks to everyone that watched, listened, commented, subscribed, shared, left a 5-star review. Let me know what your top list would look like for this week. And until next time, as always, do your best and be yourself.